Praise God again. So I'm just, again, thank you all for being on the line. I know there's many more that are yet to come on this line. So tonight, God is good. He's good all the time. But we're going to be talking about the light, keeping your light bright for Christ. And, you know, I think about that. And most of you all know this commercial that comes on from time to time. Tom Burdette talks about Motel 6, and he has this commercial, and he's telling you that you don't need to spend a lot of money in these fancy hotels and everything, and you can just have a good time, and you can do some of the same things right here and save money at Motel 6. And then he always ends the commercial by saying, "We'll leave the light on for you." But my God, I'm thinking about it like this. When we look at the world and the condition the world is in, we're going to need more than leaving the light on at a hotel. We better make sure that we have the light of Christ burning bright in our lives. Amen, somebody. Oh, yes. And in Matthew 5 and 14 to 16, it plainly tells us, Jesus said, was talking to the disciples. He says, look, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. You got Christ in your life, and because Christ is the light of the world, and we are in Christ, and Christ in us, there's no way that your light of Christ can be hid. Somebody is going to know it. So the scripture goes on to say, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it gives light to all that are in the house. Same way with us in Christ, that people should know just by reading your life, just by seeing. Sometimes people will say, there's something different about that person. I can't put my finger on it. But see, we know the light of Christ is shining, and that's the way it should be. And we should not be ashamed of Christ. We ought to be able to just walk into a room, and then just by your presence, it's really not you, but it's the power of the Holy Spirit in you that people will see. You can walk in that room, and the atmosphere of the room changes, and that the people know there is light in the place. Amen. And then Scripture further says, let your light so shine before men. We have to make a decision to do that. He's saying, Jesus is saying, let your light shine before men that they may see your good works and then glorify your Father which is in heaven. It's not about us, but it's all about Christ. We can't work our way for salvation, but we work because we are saved and because we love the Lord and that we know that we have got to redeem the time. People of God, Jesus is soon to come. We have got to be ready. We have to have our light shining, and that people will see the good works and give God the glory. Amen. See, as Christians and representatives of Jesus Christ, the light of Christ must shine through us. See, in Scripture, the world is pictured as a dark place, and it is. And see, where Christ is, there's no darkness at all. But in the world, the enemy does things in secret, in dark places. And see, the dark place requires illumination. And then John described Jesus as the true light. Oh, yes, he is the true light, which lights every man that comes into the world. That's what the scripture tells us. And see, Jesus, he gives life. He gives each one of us life that provides the light to men. We have light because Jesus is light. Amen. And because he's living in us. The Bible says if any man be in Christ, he or she is a new creature. And then see, all things are passed away. And then he says all things become new. So because that Christ lives on the inside of us, praise God, the darkness has to go. But in the world, the world's dark with sin, and Satan's job is to hold mankind captive and keep them bound, and then blind their eyes and mind so they can't see the light. Praise God, but I thank God that we have the light of Christ that's shining in us. The scripture tells us, says, walk in the light, as he is in the light. And then we have fellowship one with another. And it says the blood of Jesus, his son, it cleanses us from all sin, not a little bit of sin or a partial sin. It cleanses us from all sin. Jesus is the light. See, the light of Christ shines as you and I demonstrate love and care for others, even to our enemies. Now, you know you have to be anchored in Christ to be able to show love to your enemy. You know that, for example, people have done you wrong, they have talked about you, and they just have not been fair, and they just, you know, you just rather not deal with them. But because the love of Christ has to shine through, we have to demonstrate that love, that's right, and care for others, even our enemies. And that means taking time to call or visit the sick and the shut-in. We show love in many ways. We can go out of our way to bring joy and happiness to a family at Christmas time. Just for a few examples, that maybe someone is an elderly person and you know they need to have a few groceries. The love of Christ, if we would listen to the Spirit of God, will say to us, maybe it would say just talk to that person and see if they need groceries. You're going uptown. You can pick up a few things for them. That's the love of Christ. See, love is something that we not just talk about. We have to, love is action. Oh, yes. But we're talking tonight, let the light of Christ, shine bright. The life you live as a true Christian, it reveals volumes about the light of Christ in your life. I'm going to say it again. The life you and I live as a true Christian, it reveals volumes about the light of Christ in your life. As a result, you and I, we get the privilege to be a witness for the Lord, inviting folks to accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. There are some people that won't even come to church, but they will read your life. So as a result of your letting the light of Christ shine bright in your life, God will get the glory, he gets all the honor, and he gets all the praise. Amen. Praise God. See, it is vitally important to keep our light shining bright for Jesus. Keep it shining, not only for others, that they may see your good works and glorify God, but we also need to keep the light shining bright for us, in our lives, for us as well. See, no man knows the day or hour when Jesus will rapture the church, and we're the church, we are the bride of Christ. We don't know when Christ is coming back. Nobody knows that. And we don't want to be like the parable that Jesus described about the five foolish virgins, where they had no oil in their lamps to meet the bridegroom. Christ is the bridegroom. We are the bride of Christ. In the natural, we know that brides take time, and they prepare sometimes months, some people a few years in advance, just to get themselves right for that special day. Well, we're the church. We're the bride of Christ. And right now is the dressing up time. Right now is the time we have to let our lights continue to be shining. And the parable, like for the five foolish virgins, they let their light go out. There was no oil in their lamp to be able to meet the bridegroom. And then they tried to borrow some, but not so. You got to have your own light shining for Christ. See, that just let me know one thing, too. Nobody can shine the light for you. No one can get you ready like you can be ready to meet Christ. We have got to stand before the Lord. When Christ comes, we have to be ready. We don't have time. We won't have time to get ready, but we need to be ready. That light has to be shining. Amen, somebody. See, Jesus says, when I return, will I find faith in the earth? Will I find that? Praise God. So it behooves you and I to keep our lamps burning, keep our light shining bright for Jesus. And for Christ to say, listen, that's what he said to those five foolish virgins in that parable. He says, I know you not. And in order for your light to shine bright for Jesus, listen, we must be filled with the Spirit of Christ. You got to be filled with that in order for that light to shine. Hallelujah. Praise God. We have to plug in to the power source, and that's Jesus Christ. Just like when you walk into a room and the room is just pitch black, and then you begin to, you may plug in the lamp, may plug it into the source, or flip the switch that's already plugged into the power source. Well, the same way in a Christian's life. We have got to stay plugged into Jesus Christ. We got to be connected to the source, amen, at all times, because we don't know when Christ is going to come back. See, it's going to take the power of God dwelling on the inside of us to hear the trumpet sound. The Bible says he will descend from heaven with the trump, the sound of an archangel. And see, and the dead in Christ, they're going to rise first. And then those that are alive and that remain, they will be caught up to meet him in the air. Now, if you are not filled with the Spirit of Christ, how would you hear the trump? Hallelujah. And even makes no difference if you're already dead, but you want to be dead in Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. But it takes the Spirit of the Lord to keep us so that we are stayed plugged into the power, that our light is shining always. Hallelujah. We have to keep our own light on. Hallelujah. But in that commercial with Tom Burdette, he talking about he going to keep the light. We'll leave the light on for you. Uh-uh. You leave your own light. Bring your own light shining for Christ. Amen. See, the scripture says in Romans 8 and 11, it says, but if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead, if that Spirit dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken, that means give life to your mortal bodies, by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. That is saying a lot. That is saying what I just pretty much said. You have got to have the power of God, the Spirit of God dwelling on the inside in order for that light to be illuminating. In other words, it's something that's working. It's the power of God that's working on the inside and that's shown on the outside. Hallelujah. The world knows that Jesus has brought about a change in us. Amen. Glory, glory, glory to God. I want to read 1 Peter, the first chapter, the 13th through the 19th verses. Praise God. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 1 and 13 through 19. And I am going to be reading from the Amplified Bible. And it says, so brace up your minds. Be sober and circumspect, morally alert. In other words, keep your mind stayed on Christ. And don't be, as the scripture has told us, don't be drunk with wine, where it's in excess, but be filled with the Spirit. So it's saying, brace up your mind, gird up your mind. And the scripture says, gird up the loins of your mind. Mm-hmm. So be sober and set your hope holy and unchangeably on the grace, the divine favor of God. And so that is coming to you. That divine favor is coming to us through Jesus Christ, who is the Messiah. He is the Messiah already revealed. My God. And then verse 14 says, live as children of obedience to God. Do not conform yourselves to the evil desires that govern you in your former ignorance. In other words, in your former life. Mm-hmm. In other words, you can't keep dragging on that baggage in the world and expect that you are going to be able to please Christ and then have the light and the Spirit of God on the inside. There's got to be a change. So he says, listen, don't be caught up in that former ignorance. And when you did not know the requirements of the gospel. This is what Peter said, but now you know. But as the one who called you is holy, you yourselves also be holy in all your conduct and manner of living. In other words, in everything that we do, even as it says about conversation, yes, conversation and the way you conduct yourselves, we have to be holy just like Jesus is holy. He is the one who called us from darkness into the marvelous light. We're talking about keep your light burning, keep it shining bright for the Lord. Keep it on, hallelujah, and brighten it up, praise God. Verse 16 says, for it is written, listen, y'all, I didn't say this, but the scripture says, it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy. My God, that's very, very plain. We have to be like Christ. We have to be holy. And then verse 17 says, and if you call upon him as your father, who judges each one impartially according what he does, then he should conduct yourselves, we should conduct ourselves with true reverence throughout the time of your temporary residence on the earth. Notice it says temporary residence. We're just pilgrims passing through. We're not here to stay. He says, if he is holy, has called you, then you, and he's not going to be partial. God is fair in his judgment. And there, he is going to judge us according to the things and the deeds that we've done in this body. Amen. I know this word is heavy tonight, but it is right. It is right. Right now, we need that pure word that shall tell me, how do I live holy? Tell me how I keep my light burning bright for Christ. Amen. So he said, look, this is a temporary residence. We're not here to stay. And then verse 18 says, you must know and recognize that you were redeemed. Mother, hallelujah. We were transformed. We were ransomed from the useless, fruitless way of living inherited by tradition from our forefathers, not with corruptible things. We weren't redeemed with corruptible things, but such as silver and gold, but you and I, we were purchased. Hallelujah. We were purchased. We were bought with the precious blood of Christ, the Messiah, like that of a sacrificial lamb without spot and without blemish. So in other words, it's saying that he that called you and I, he called us, he's holy. So we have to be holy in every manner of conversation and the way we conduct ourselves, all manner of conduct. For it's written that we shall be holy, for I am holy. And in my closing, for example, God's love is holy. For we know God is holy. He's a holy God. There's none like him, praise God. But his love is holy. It's unconditional, praise God. It's agape love that shed abroad for us. And then his truth, God's truth is holy. His word is holy. God's ways are holy. He says, my ways are not your ways. Hallelujah. And he says, his name is holy. The very nature of God is holy. So remember, Christ in us, or Christ in you, or the light of Christ in you, or his holiness in you, is the hope of glory. And as a result, we have to keep our lights shining bright for Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. I know this is a heavy word, but this is word that is clear, it's direct. It's letting us know that it is time. If your light isn't shining bright, it's time to brighten it up. It's time to grow closer to God because we can see the signs of the time. We can see that Jesus is soon to come. We don't know when he's coming, but it behooves us. We got to be ready. Hallelujah. We definitely don't want to be like the foolish, the parable of the foolish virgins. We want to keep our lamps burning. We want to keep that light shining bright. We want to keep ourselves filled with the Spirit of Christ at all times. Amen. Keep your lights bright for Christ. Amen. That's the word for tonight. Amen. I pray that you've been blessed. And right now we're going to go into prayer, and then we're going to remember all the bereaved families. There's been so much going on, my God, but we know that Christ, God is our refuge. He is our strength. He is that very present help in the time of trouble. We can lean on him. We can depend on him. Amen. And so we are blessed, especially blessed tonight, I am, to have our very own pastor, Reverend Ollie Bolden, who is going to lead us to the throne of grace. At this time, Pastor Ollie Bolden.
God bless each of you tonight. We are going to the throne room of grace. We are believing God. We are trusting God and standing on his promises. And the Bible said where there's two or three touching and agreeing in his name, he'll be in the midst to bless the needed one. We thank God for the word of God tonight. And we're going to go into prayer, and we want you to join us. We want you to let your faith go. Believe God. Stand on his promises. Stand on his word. And his word is true. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you and we honor you tonight. We thank you before we even ask you for anything because you've been mighty good to us. You opened so many doors for us. You made so many ways for us. You are our best friend, Lord. You are our best friend. Hallelujah. You know all about us. You know everything that we are going through. You know everything that we are feeling. God, you know the hurt. You know everything, Lord. But God, we thank you because you said we have not a high priest that cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was tempted in all like manner as we were, yet without sin. So, Father, we just thank you for that. We thank you for, you know, early this morning, you woke us up early this morning, and you're taking us all through the course of this day, Father. God, you gave us our health and our strength. God, we have our eyesight. We have the activities of our limbs. Father, we just thank you for that. We thank you, Lord. Thank you that you have allow us to have a house to live in, God, a vehicle to drive. God, we thank you. We have food on our tables, clothes on our backs. And then, God, we are in our right mind. We can think for ourselves. We can dress ourselves. Oh, Father, we just thank you for that. We just honor you for all the good things that you're doing because the Bible said all good and perfect gifts comes from above. So we thank you for it, God. We honor you for all of the things that you're doing for us. We don't take it for granted, God, because you've been mighty good to us. Not only you've been mighty good, you are good right now to us. You're making ways for us right now. You are opening doors right now for us, and we thank you for it. And, Father, we pray for every person that's on the line tonight, every person that are going through, every person that has sickness in their body, every person that have pain in their body, Father, we come against it in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we ask you to bring healing and restoration to them, Lord. Father, we just pray that you just make a way for them, open doors for them. Oh, Lord God, hallelujah. We ask you to lift the bowed down head. Oh, Father God, God, set the oppressed free in the name of Jesus. God, we give you glory tonight. We honor you tonight for it, God. God, we pray for all of the bereaved families, all of the families that lost loved ones, they're going through, Lord. Hallelujah, God. But God, you said you love us. You'll never leave us. You'll never forsake us. You'll be with us to the ends of the world. And Father, we need you in a time like this. Oh, hallelujah. Father, we need you, Lord. Strengthen those that lost loved ones, God. We ask you, Lord, that the Holy Spirit will minister to them. Even as Lady B had preached the word tonight, let that word minister to them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lift them up, God. Oh, God, where they're torn down. Oh, have your way tonight, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, those that have gone to the doctors, and the doctors haven't given them a good report, but God, you are able. Hallelujah. You are a doctor that never lost a patient. Hallelujah. You say, I am the Lord thou God that healeth thee, and by your stripes we are healed. God, we stand on your word, God. Hallelujah. We stand upon your promises, Lord. Oh, Father God, we're not looking at the circumstances. We are standing on your word, because your word is true. You are not a man that you shall lie, neither the son of man that you shall repent. If you said it, you're going to do it. If you've spoken it, you will bring it to pass. Oh, Father God, there's some that feel that I can't go no further. But God, make a way for them, God. Oh, God, just give them the strength to keep holding on in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them know that weeping may endure for a night, but joy going to come in the morning. Some of them don't even see the way out. But God, let them know that you are the way. Hallelujah. You are the truth and you are the life. Help us to stand upon your word. You know, because your word is true. You said heaven and earth shall pass away, but your word shall never pass away. So help us to stand upon that word, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Set your people free, God. We pray for our country, and not only our country, but the countries of the world. Oh, Father God, my God, you speak to the leaders, Lord. God, you speak to them. You said the heart of the king is in the hands of the Lord. God, you see what's going on in the world. You see all of the turmoil that's going on, but God, you are still in charge. Hallelujah. You're still in control, Lord. God, you have your way, God. You make ways. You open doors. You reveal yourself to your people. Hallelujah. God, you are shaking things up today. You are shaking things up in our world. Hallelujah. Things not going to be like they used to be. You are shaking it up, God. And only those that are real for you, only those that are sincere with you, only those that are strong in you going to be able to stand. Hallelujah. Help us to stand, God. Help us to stand on your word in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we pray for the prayer line, the Dream Team prayer line. We pray that you continue to bless it, Lord. You continue to, God, speak through Lady B and the different speakers that come on. God, you speak to them. Let people get delivered. Let people get set free. Oh, what a blessing, God, that we can tune in every Wednesday night. We can call in and get a word and a prayer from you. We thank you for that, God. Every time, every Tuesday, we can call in, tune in to the Facebook Live. God, we thank you for that. You are so good. You are so good. Oh, God, you are so good. We have a lot of word, God. Hallelujah. We can hear the word on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Sunday. God, you're so good. God, we ask you to have your way. Move by your spirit. Minister to your people. And God, give your people, those that can't rest, give them a good night's sleep tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for it right now. It would help them to rest in you. In Jesus' name. Oh, Father, we believe you. We trust you, and we stand on your word. And God, we know it's going to happen. We know it is, because you said, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you have it, and we shall have it. Oh, right now, we believe it. Right now, we believe it. Right now, God. Right now, God, we believe it. We stand on your word. Hallelujah. I don't care if I'm seeing it. I believe it. Hallelujah, because your word said so. Have thy own way. Thank you for our children, our grandchildren, and all of the children in our church. And God, all the members of our church, and God, all of the members in the community, oh God, all of the churches in our community, we ask you to touch every pastor. Go, Father God, strengthen their heart, strengthen their mind. In Jesus' name, we give you glory and praise and honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God, the line's been unmuted. Come on, let's give God a praise. Let's give him a praise. Hallelujah. We believe it. We stand on it. We trust him. Come on, let's give him a praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When the praises go up, the blessings come down. Hallelujah. The Bible says it's a good thing to give praises unto the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord, you're so good to us. Hallelujah. Thank you for our healing. Thank you for our deliverance. Thank you for making a way. Thank you for opening doors. Hallelujah. We bless you. We praise you.
We magnify you. God, bless you. Strengthen your people in Jesus' name. Oh, God, we bless you right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. That's right. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. Don't worry about who's in the house with you. If they don't want to praise them, you praise them by yourself. Hallelujah. You know what the Lord has done. Hallelujah. The Lord has been mighty good to us. The Lord made me. We owe him a praise. Oh, glory to God. My soul magnify him. All the things that I've been through, I still got joy. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. You're good, God. You're good. You're good. You're good, Lord. You're good. Hallelujah. You're good, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. This midweek service, God, you're good to us. On Wednesday night, we can praise you on Wednesday night. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. 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 I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, my God, I thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Come on, praise him real good one more time. Praise him real good one more time. Hallelujah. Praise him real good one more time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise him real good one more time. Hallelujah. Deliverance is coming. Praise him good one more time. Healing is coming. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Feel the power of the Holy Ghost. Praise him good one more time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord said it's yours tonight. The victory is yours. The blessing is yours tonight. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. My God. My God. What a prayer. Hallelujah. I thank him. Hallelujah. I feel the presence of the power of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, I praise you tonight. My God. My God. My God. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. We thank you for all the blessings, God. We thank you. Hallelujah. We praise you tonight, God. You're worthy. You're worthy of all of our praise tonight. You're worthy. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Well, we thank God. We thank God for Pastor Bolden. Thank him for that awesome, awesome prayer, anointed prayer. My God, the power. I don't know where we y'all are, but I'm going to tell you right now, in this room, in my prayer room, in my study, there's a power of God in this place. And I'm sure if you praise him, like we praise him, you feel it too. Hallelujah. And I thank God for this opportunity that we had to minister just one more time. Praise the Lord, and I thank God for every one of you who have called into this Dream Team prayer line, and I pray that God will continue to bless you, continue to keep you, and let his face, cause his face to shine upon you and your family, and all that you touch, that God will give you favor. All you need is the favor of God. Amen. Everything else will be all right. So again, I just want to thank you all for being on the prayer line tonight and continue to look to the hills from which comes your help. All of your help, it comes from the Lord. And just know that we love you. Pastor Bolden loves you. I love you, but Jesus loves you more. And I praise God. We love you all. Continue to be blessed. Amen. And have a blessed night as we sign off tonight. Praise God. You continue to praise him. Continue to glorify him. There is no secret of what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do for you. So I'm saying good night and be blessed. Amen. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
That's all right. Thank you.